Henry, I'm an alcoholic. So I haven't done this before, so I'm just going to go off what I've seen other people do. I'm about 47 days sober. I was in treatment before that. Been in treatment in the past too, but I'll start from the beginning. I was born in Wisconsin, and I grew up with two parents who didn't have any issues with substances or anything in that order. But I watched a lot of people in my close family go through it, including both my grandpas, watched both of them die from it. So it did have an impact on my life, and I was aware of it. I didn't go to Al-Anon or anything like that, but it was always present in my life and always brought up when I was in middle school, high school, by my parents that you just have to be careful because it runs in our family. So I grew up with two very busy parents, mom in the army, my dad owning his own electrical business and then doing construction, real estate as well. So I was left on my own a lot. I had a half-brother who moved back and forth from England a bunch. So I was always on the road for soccer at a young age and kind of was doing my own thing. I didn't grow up like most average kids. I moved a lot, probably moved like 12 times by the time I was 17. It wasn't because of the military, it was just because my parents were very indecisive where they wanted to live. And so that kind of made a weird dynamic for my immediate family and me. My brother and I weren't very close when I was younger. And my grandparents, like I said, I didn't get to know my grandpas. I was just told about them. I met them a few times before, but it was just kind of a weird situation growing up. So I'll fast forward to when I was, say, 14 and a half, 15. It's the first time I drank. Before that, I was a typical, like, oh, I'm never going to do this, never going to do that. Grew up, like, in Catholic schools, private schools, and just didn't see an interest in it till, I mean, I had my first drink. And it was fun. I wasn't really introvert growing up because I was on a lot of sports teams. I had to adapt and get used to talking to a bunch of people and just making new friends constantly. So it was more so just, I guess, trying to fit in. I always hung out with older people, tried to fit in with the older crowd because soccer. And once I started drinking, I loved it. I mean, everyone did it in Wisconsin. My age, it was a huge thing. Family functions, it was just normal for people to binge drink and just be really messed up. And I didn't see anything wrong with it because I didn't grow up with it directly with my parents. They always went to work. I didn't see any issues with it. So I would say 14 to 16, drink once in a while, and then when I moved down to Florida my senior year of high school from Wisconsin when I was 17, I started drinking a lot more. I think when I started realizing it was more of an issue is when I started drinking by myself. I enjoyed it. I liked the feeling a lot. I like how it made me feel, and believe it or not, in the morning when I'd still have a buzz or be hungover, I'd enjoy that. So it was never really an issue for me, and then started to get worse before my freshman year of college. I went to the east coast of Florida to play soccer in college my freshman year and partied the whole summer before, didn't take it serious at all. So during the season, I was always busy. I ended up not liking the school I was going to. I was going to Kaiser University in West Palm Beach, and it's too small of a school. It's not where I wanted to be. Thought I was better than the place I was at, and I told the coach I was going to leave. So that got me benched for the remainder. We ended up going to the national tournament. wasn't a smart idea, but I had to tell him because I had to transfer, and I had it in my head. Once I have something in my head, I want it, and I want it that way, and I'm going to figure out how to get it done that way. So I basically told him, didn't go well, wasn't playing, didn't find any motivation there, so started drinking a lot more, and then I decided to come back to my parents right before a holiday, and it was St. Patrick's Day, and was out with one of my friends, was really drunk, just drank really quick, short period of time, really quick, and that was the first time I ever got in a car accident, actually. Someone ran a red light when I was turning left, and they hit my car going about 50 miles an hour, and surprisingly, no one got hurt, and I didn't get breathalyzed, nothing happened, so I didn't take it very serious. Got money from the insurance company and just got a new car, didn't think it was a big deal. Obviously, my parents flipped out about it, but I was going back to school, so on the other coast, it didn't really affect me. So fast forward through that, so that was my first real experience with the law, but like I said, didn't get breathalyzed. And then I had a few other run-ins, and then we'll go to right before I was going to be done with my senior year of college last year. I just got a good job for a security company, and I woke up one morning, this is when I was drinking a lot, and I would do it because I was getting really bad anxiety in the morning. I couldn't deal with it. It just was overwhelming. It was too much. So I would drink a little bit in the morning, a little bit turn into a lot more, and I'd be driving again to work, to Tampa, about a 40-minute drive. Went into work for training, felt fine. All of a sudden, I realized I like not feeling good, so I remember leaving and go back to my car. After that, I don't remember anything. Just a complete blackout. All I remember the next moment was in the back of a state trooper car, and everything that I had worked for I'd say 18 years in soccer and working hard in school was pretty much just done right there. I had a few offers to go play pro a few places and a different offer to go play college somewhere else, and I turned it all down to drink. I didn't care anymore. What I spent 17 years of my childhood doing that was my love, that someone could come up to me and make fun of me because I played soccer, not football or anything like that, and it didn't bother me. It was what I wanted to be doing. It was what I always found to help with stress, everything. So alcohol took that place. And when alcohol took that place, everything started tumbling down, and I had my parents to help me rebuild some of it before I totally destroyed all those relationships in my family, and then further destroyed more relationships with my family. So after the DUI, my parents said, we'll bail you out if you go to treatment. So that was the first time last January I went to treatment for the first time. And I didn't take it very serious. It was basically just blown off from me. Was sober for about probably 40 days when I got out, and then went and drank again. And then since then, it's been a basic pattern of drinking, getting in trouble, going back to treatment because I have nowhere else to go. My family doesn't want me to live with them. People around me, losing friends, losing everyone around me, and not caring because all I cared about was just getting drunk. And I'm 22, so the people around my age, I mean, that's what they want to do too, that I was hanging out with. So it just seemed easy for me, and it seemed like I didn't have an issue because I'm in college, this is what people do in college, but it was to the extent where it was like I was hiding how much I was drinking before, like it was extreme, and I started drinking more and more after my second time in treatment, and ended up in the hospital. That was not fun. Had acute pancreatitis. That was That was something. Then 21, that was crazy. People looked at me like I was insane. Like, how did this even happen? And 2 weeks after, feeling fine, no more pain, went back to drinking. Like, it was nothing. Like I just sat in the hospital for 6 days in excruciating pain, not being able to eat anything. It did not matter to me. Made some stupid choices as well after that. Ended back up in treatment again. So this is like the typical pattern for me, and it has been. So I was that first person in treatment that said, wow, these people have been in treatment 5, 6, 7, 8 times. Like, yeah, they might be older than me, but I'm never going to do that. I'm not going to be that person. I shouldn't be here. I don't belong here. And then I found myself in my 5th treatment center this past February. And right back to the place I was the first time. It was White Sands in Plant City. And that was the third time I had been there. So I'll go back the fourth time I went. So that's when I started realizing, like, trying to, like, admit to myself that I had issues. So that's when I really started agreeing with myself, taking AA serious, getting 8 months with the sponsor and living in sober living, and then just blowing it all off to go party and to go out with females and do stupid stuff. And then I would say, basically, this time I'm just trying to do things completely different, take things completely serious. Like, a year ago, you wouldn't have seen me up here. I would have definitely not been up here talking about myself, telling you that I'm an alcoholic at 22, that it's scary that to think I have so much time left, and I had to cut so many people off, friend-wise, to just have the right mindset to stay sober, to actually want to go to meetings at 8 o'clock at night instead of wanting to go out or do something that I used to do. So the complete change in mindset definitely took me a while, and I'm still working on that. And I would say the biggest thing that I have learned, or I've been trying to learn, is definitely take it day by day and not get caught up in future tripping, because when I get caught up in future tripping, I stress myself out way more than I need to, and that anxiety comes back and that creeping thought comes back, and everything just seems so easy. Oh, let's just go get a drink, let's do this or that, and it's so easy to just fall back in old habits. And that's definitely been the biggest obstacle for me, is to get over old habits, to come out of that shell of I don't have an issue, I don't have a problem, and really try and do something with my life now and realize that maybe some of these things happen for a reason. And look at my higher power, God, and trust Him and trust the people around me that I'm gonna be okay. So, well, that's all I got. I don't know if I need to come.